Each Thursday evening, a group of 15 or so women and men, ranging in ages from 19 to, well, much older, meet for Knit Night at Handheld, a yarn shop on Block Street in Fayetteville. I arrive on a blustery and snowy eve, and just five ladies surround an oval table in the center of a long and narrow room full of yarn in every color and texture imaginable. I am quickly offered a glass of wine, to which I immediately accept, and a round of friendly toasts begins.
Here's to those that wish us well. All the rest can go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Yeah, you should know a toast in Spanish.
Though knitting is pretty much a solo hobby, something that can be done with your feet up in front of the fireplace, and is sometimes easier to do at home if you have a difficult pattern and lots of yarn, the companionship is what most come to Knit Night for. Knitter Jane says that talking to new friends about a similar interest has its benefits.
This group is basically on the same level that I am, so it's bounce pattern ideas off each other, talk about different things, inspire each other, help each other solve problems, and not always with knitting needles.
She says it reminds her of the old quilting bees women used to have during colonial times. Jane is a recently retired CPA who moved to the area just over a year ago. She was thrilled to come to Northwest Arkansas, where Handheld is just one of three yarn stores. This is where she found the yarn for the sweater she is currently working on. She had purchased the pattern from England nearly 7 years ago, taking her that long to find the perfect green to match her kilt.
It's basically built on a short jacket, which is very popular, and like I said, a Celtic knot, which is the intertwined cables that go in and out. It's almost like the old love knot that was in Victorian times. And then I've got small cables, they call them, that separate the two. And I liked this pattern particularly because when you get to one side of the front, the cables mirror what they are on the other side, so that you add a little bit of extra design touch that you don't get on your store-bought garments.
Funny that it took Jane so long to find that perfect yarn. She has a yarn room, much like another knitter I know, containing a stash that she will probably never use in her lifetime.
They call it Sable Stash Acquisition Beyond Life Expectancy.
Jane has calculated that if she knits at the rate she's going, she will be 187 years old when she's finished with the yarn she has. Yet, she continues to acquire more. Knitting is a series of loops on loops, one row at a time, moving one loop from one needle and using a needle to pull the yarn through that loop, the size of the needle determining the size of the row and the pattern. But have you ever seen needles as large as your arm? Cynthia Parker is the owner and proprietor of Handheld. After rolling a skein of green merino wool into a ball, using her knees as a guide, she ties slip knots around her wrists to get started.
You pull this loop over onto this hand, and you feed the yarn through it, and that makes a stitch. So I'm feeding the loop through the stitch, and that's been knitted. Feed the loop through the stitch.
It takes her just less than 30 minutes to make an infinity scarf with large and floppy loops bearing goat hair flowers. Though this technique is relatively new, at just a couple of years, Cynthia started knitting at 5 years old and remembers her great-grandmother teaching her.
We both got in trouble. It was Thanksgiving and we were both in trouble. And so she was probably like 95. And my great-grandmother McDonald. And so they sat us both in the corner. And she taught me.
Cynthia started with a very primitive slipper, moving on to Barbie clothes and now human clothes, some of which hang from the ceiling of her store. These pieces are samples of what you can do with a particular yarn, but are also for sale. She has been knitting since that Thanksgiving day, though she did have to take a hiatus because knitting had injured her. That's right, a knitting injury.
I did hurt myself knitting. I hurt my neck. And so I stopped for about 8 or 9 years. I know. And you know what it was? I needed glasses.
So how did you hurt your neck knitting?
All scrunched over and...
Cynthia isn't the original owner of Handheld, though the first time she walked into it at its original location on East Avenue, she said, "I'm going to work here someday." And she did. She began by teaching workshops and such until the previous owners and friends decided to retire, though those two still attend knit nights. Joanne Phillips is not one of the former owners, and also not what she calls a consistent knitter. The reddish-brown sweater she is making for her son-in-law, number two, is just the fourth sweater she has ever knitted. She calls herself a novice, yet she is anything but, making the sweater without a pattern.
I go by the measurements of their waist and shoulders and neck and everything and arm length, and then go by the gauge of my needle and my yarn together. So I don't know that it's more difficult. Yes, basically I am designing a sweater. It sounds difficult, but I would consider myself a very novice knitter. There's some real talent that comes here, and I would not consider myself even close to that. No.
Joanne says the knit pearl pattern of stitches is pretty simple, though she is proud of the work she is doing. This fourth project, she hasn't had to rip out and start over. She's anxious to knit something for herself next, though she never thought of herself as a sweater person.
Everything itches me. You know, I've learned new terminology. It is not the fabric that's itching me. It's the bloom. It's that those little fibers that come off of it that tickle, you know. So I don't know what I'm going to knit yet, but there's all kinds of yarn in here that doesn't have a bloom on it. So I will probably silk.
You can hear the camaraderie that occurs at knit night. Everyone chiming in the conversation, or not, that's okay too, helping one another out. Even Sasha, the black shop cat, made an appearance, rubbing against her owner's legs as she arm knitted. Though I'm not a knitter, I too was immediately accepted. And when I'm ready to learn, I know where to go. Handheld will offer workshops in the coming year, in addition to one-on-one teaching by appointment Tuesday through Friday. For more information, visit handheldknitting.com. This is Ozarks at Large.